Blog Talk Radio. Get ready for VIBE, the Valued Interaction and Business Exchange, brought to you by Impact Ministries Worldwide on Impact Radio. And now, VIBE, the Valued Interaction and Business Exchange. Thank you for joining us today on VIBE, the Valued Interaction and Business Exchange. We are so excited for all of you who have joined with us from Prayer 24/7 365 and those of you who are getting into this broadcast through Blog Talk Radio and Impact Radio. We're just excited because we know that we're going to stand in the gap and make up the hedge for those who need it. And we are excited that you have chosen to be a part. Don't forget to check us out online at www.impactmw.org. And you can always log into the broadcast by clicking Impact Radio on the link on the side. Again, that's impactministriesworldwide.org or impactmw.org. Click on the link that says Impact Radio and it will get you right into the broadcast. And now we're going to go ahead and get started in prayer today. Good afternoon and welcome to VIBE, the Valued Interaction and Business Exchange. And we are just having a wonderful time over this past month and what it is that God is providing for us. I tell you, we're getting such an education on how to become better at the things that God has called us to do, no matter what our industry or what it is that He has pointed us to. And so we're going to pause for station identification so we can come right back and get this awesome word and really get into a prayer time today that will allow us to proceed in the areas of leadership and management and entrepreneurship that we would become all that God has created us to be here in the earth realm. Currently, the weekly schedule of activities and events for Impact Worship Centers and Impact Ministries Worldwide are as follows. Please note all listed times are Central Standard Time. Come be a part of Sunday Resource, our premier Sunday service for Impact Worship Center, each Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Join us each Monday at 12 noon for the Clergy Connection Experience, our official prayer and inspiration time for the consummate clergy connection. The Clergy Connection extends to you an invitation to First Monday Clergy Prayer each first Monday night at 7 p.m. Tuesday is Consecration and Wellness Day at Impact Ministries Worldwide. We pray, meditate, and fast each Tuesday until sundown. For more information on our consecration procedures and fasting protocols, visit our prayer247365.org prayer portal. Again, that's prayer247365.org. Catch Living Life Well with Pastor P for our 15-minute weekly broadcast dedicated to helping us learn to live life unquestionably free of disease, displeasure, disorder, doubt, deficiency, and dread. Midweek Reload. Join us for our innovative and provocative approach to revealing the relevancy and reliability of the Word of God on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Watch out, it's habit for me. Tune in to the PCAST each Wednesday at 12 noon as we learn how to become more confident and more competent in our kingdom living. Calling all entrepreneurs, inventors, company owners, manufacturers, senior management, business leaders, developers, creators, composers, arrangers, authors, and the like for our Valued Interaction and Business Exchange. Please pray with us each Thursday at 12 noon and watch God turn your business concerns inside out. Friday is Family Day at Impact Ministries. Join us Fridays at noon for 15 minutes of inspiration, education, and motivation on the Pros Radio Show, followed immediately by our Fix Family Prayer. Radiance Fellowship and V2 Men's Fellowship both meet monthly on the third Saturday of the month. Radiance begins at 10 a.m. and V2 meets at 6 p.m. Join us each third Saturday for Radiance Women's Fellowship and V2 Men's Fellowship. You can also call in to our regularly scheduled worship services, Bible studies, and prayer services to our toll-free number at 888-405-9785. Again, that's 888 405-9785. Don't forget to press pound to be connected to the service currently in progress.
That will be all of our weekly announcements here on Impact Radio for Impact Ministries Worldwide.
Well, we're back, and we are just as excited as we were when we started today because we know that God has an awesome word for us from Pastor Jeff Merton. He has been teaching us on leading like Jesus, and so we're going to go ahead and turn the mic over to him so he can get into this word that God has given him for us, and we can get on about the business of making sure that we apply it to our lives. Pastor Jeff?
Great. Thank you. Pastor Patience, it's great to be here again with everybody, and it's a really incredible time that we're living in, and I'm so excited to be part of what's happening in the earth, what's happening in leadership development in the church, and I just know in the kingdom of God, things are really truly progressing to times that we've never seen before. We can look backwards over the years and see some great developments, but I think we are moving now, and I'm certain we're moving into something that is so powerful as we see leaders emerge, leaders in different spheres of society, leadership in the kingdom of God, in business, people coming with creative ideas, an explosion of right people in right areas in society really beginning to move and develop. We're going to see prosperity unleashed through the body of Christ. And I know leadership is key. We're all on a journey of leadership, everyone. And I just welcome everybody today who's listening. I so appreciate you attending. And I know some of you would have been leading for years. Some of you are new to leadership. And I just want to share what God has been putting on my heart regarding leadership and particularly leading like Jesus. Jesus, the most influential man, most influential person ever, and who still influences people today continually, has growing influence. It's nothing diminishing about Jesus. It's continually growing and expanding after 2,000 years. So, you know, he has everything. He's the perfect leader, if you like. So we can learn from his life. We can learn from looking at him. It's good to have role models, and it's great to pick on different role models and look at the way they've developed, company leaders, different people who've developed in leadership over the years. And we need to glean off those people because they've walked the walk and they've talked the talk. But I particularly want to pick up on Jesus and what we can pick from him. And we've been covering a couple of things. We looked at our heart attitudes to start with, and we actually covered areas like, you know, what are my motives? What are my intentions in being a leader? Do I want to be someone who's going to be at the top of the ladder? Do I want to be someone who's going to, people are going to have to follow me? Or do we want to serve? Are we looking to be served or to serve? Which was the essence of Jesus' leadership. He was the greatest servant, yet the greatest leader. He came to empower others to be better than he was. He came to release people into who they are that they may go on. He came to empower the vision of them, yet he had his own vision. He walked with a vision and a passion which was so definite. He knew where he was going. He knew where he came from. He knew where he was heading. But in the same time, he never wavered from that task and that destiny that he had. He would also, through that time, would also be embracing others to get a hold of them. He'd be empowering others to flow in their vision and their destiny. So we want to pick up what we can from Jesus. So we looked at the intentions first off. And then we also considered, example. We have to lead by example. We talked about that last time, about how we have to relate to other people's real situation. We've got to know who we're leading. We've got to know who's following us. We've got to understand their lives. We've got to get in there. I often speak about getting in the trenches. In other words, we get our hands dirty, we get our feet dirty, we get in there in the real life situations. We can't lead people unless we know where they're at. You know, we got to maintain our vision. I'll talk about that next time, about vision. But this time, I really like to go on and talk about how we actually, the succession of leadership. Because Jesus, what a model. The way he actually empowered people, the way he took people, he identified people who were going to carry on his leadership after he had gone. And of course, we have an added dimension as believers. We have the power of the Holy Spirit. So we're not just talking earthly, natural leadership. we're talking something with another dynamic, which is called God, the God dynamic in everything we talk about here. So there's some practical points I'm sharing with you, but ultimately it's the fact that the Holy Spirit empowers us to be the men and women of God in leadership. Now, I don't know what kind of leadership you're in, if you're listening today, whether you're in business, whether you're in ministry, and whether you're a believer in Jesus or not. If you're not, welcome. It's great to have you here, because whatever, you can learn something so powerful from Jesus, the greatest leader who ever lived and the most influential man ever on the face of planet Earth. We all have to look at his life, and that's why we're going that direction here on Impact Ministries today. Okay, so I'd like to talk about identifying those who will succeed you in leading the cause. I'll just reiterate again. Identify those who are going to succeed you. They're going to follow on from you in leadership, in leading the cause. Because if you're a leader, you've always got a cause. You've got something you're fighting for, something that you're following. There's a cause in your life, in your heart. Certainly as Christians, you know, our cause is the cause of Christ. It's the cause of Jesus. It's to do what he's asking us to do, to get his name promulgated throughout the earth, to get people free from the power of sin, to get people moving into freedom of life and to advance the kingdom of God on this earth, to bring the kingdom from heaven down to earth and to advance that cause. It's the cause of Jesus. You may have another cause. I mean, underlying, we all have that, but you may have a passion and a cause that you're particularly following. It may be the cause of the homeless. It may be the cause of poverty. It may be the cause of financial development. It may be the cause of construction. You'll have something that is a passion, is a calling in your life, and you're called to lead in that area. And because of that passion, because of that cause, you are leading. You're in an area that, you know, things are developing. It's your life strategy. And so, you know, this can help everybody and anybody. These are principles that apply to all of us, whatever sphere of society we happen to be walking in. We always need to identify those who are going to carry on the cause, because if it stops with us, then unfortunately we've not really succeeded very much. We haven't succeeded in growing something that's going to go on way beyond us. Jesus' cause went on way beyond him, and his investment was incredible, and the way he brought in people and identified them is probably a bit out of the box. Often we like to, you know, we put these big old lists and requirements of people. They need to have this skill, this skill, this skill, that skill. They need to be developed in this and developed in that. And that's okay. That's fine. But let's just see what Jesus did. In Matthew 4, 18 to 20. Let's read from the New King James in the Bible. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea. For they were fishermen. So they were just fishermen. They were doing their fisherman course. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." They immediately left their nets and followed him. Jesus saw something in two fishermen sitting by the side of the shore, doing what they do, casting their net, fishing, going about their day. Yet he identified something in them, and he spoke to them and gave them, "Follow me." He gave them an opportunity to get involved with what he was doing. So, you know, if there are people around you that you need to identify, give them the opportunity to get in with the cause that you're following. Give them the opportunity to come on board. It will involve risk, for sure. We're going to talk a bit more about that in a minute. Because when you start identifying people, you never really know who they are. And we get very cautious. We try and put so many parameters around that we're going to have so many boxes ticked before we take people on. But I would just question that. I would say right now, you know, if you've got an unction, if you're praying and God is showing you, that's the person. Whether they're raw and rough around the edges. I mean, look at this, guys. Peter. Let's look at Peter for a minute. He was a fisherman. He was pretty rough. He'd open his mouth and put his foot in it. He'd jump on it and say, "I'll do this, Lord. I'll do this. I'll follow you anywhere." And then a little later, he was hiding and skulking away and denying that he even knew Jesus. He's the one who said, "Okay, just tell me." He jumped on water. See, Peter was pretty rough. He was a fisherman. He'd jump on in there. He'd say, "Yes, Lord, I'll do that for you." He's one of those committed types who say, "Yes, I'll do anything." And then he'd probably mess up. But his heart was there. So Jesus called him. And Peter was one who absolutely turned the world upside down. After Jesus had ascended to heaven, Peter went on with the cause of Christ. He took the gospel. He continued to take the gospel on. Look at the Apostle Paul.
What a calling he had on the road to Damascus. He was actually in opposition. So you might have people who are against you who are actually the people you need to have on your side. Paul was against. He was killing Christians. Paul was absolutely killing. He hated the people of the way, as the Bible talks about. The way was the people who followed Jesus, because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth and the life. The people of the way were people who followed Jesus back in the first century. Paul was one of those. He was persecuting Christians. He was dragging them off and having them killed. He encountered Jesus on the road to Damascus. Jesus encountered him, and he had a transforming encounter. Maybe you haven't encountered Jesus yet. Hey, it's an opportunity. He's a prayer away. He's just a place away that you can ask to know him if you don't know him today. But Paul, he was transformed. He wrote 13 books of the New Testament. You can read in the New Testament the letters of Paul. He was so radically transformed. Yet, with natural eyesight, he is not one you would pick. Jesus picked him. You would not pick him. Yet he was the most radical for the cause. He is radical against the cause. But when he saw the truth of the cause, he turned 100%. He was one of the most powerful leaders. Let's read on. In Mark 2:14. And he passed by. And Jesus, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax office. Okay, we've got a tax collector. And he said to him, follow me. So he arose and followed him. Jesus selected a tax collector. They were not the most popular people in the first century. And I hope if there's any tax collectors to listen in, we love you. We love what you do. But tax collectors, unfortunately, are not always the most popular people. Because you kind of want to get money out of people. And people get very, but you're just doing your job. And I think you do a great job. Hallelujah. And if you're called to be a tax collector for Jesus, then be the best tax collector you can be. But we had Levi. And Jesus said, follow me. So he called a tax collector, a most unlikely kind of person. He wasn't the sort, you know, who probably had all the bells and whistles and looked the part. He was one that most people didn't want to get to know. Jesus called him. So, you know, identify those around. Identify in the spirit. Identify something about them. Not all their skill sets necessarily are there yet. They can be developed. But if there's something about them that you pray and ask God and say, yeah, they're the people. That's what Jesus did. They were world changers. They were people who changed their society, who changed their environment. Yet they weren't always the greatest, most qualified, the most, they were fishermen, tax collectors, the most loved or the most liked, or the ones with the most glamour and the best CVs. That's not going to necessarily be the way that you select your people in the kingdom. So I'm just speaking to any leaders out there. If you're going through a process of selection right now, you're selecting people to come and work for you, sincerely pray that they're God's people, not people who look good, because they might not be the ones who are going to really follow you. They might not be the ones who are going to, you can handle leadership to. Hear the Spirit of God. Let's go on. In John 1:43, following day, Jesus wanted to go to Galilee, and he found Philip, and he said to him, follow me. Okay, Philip. Now, Philip ended up waiting on tables. We read in the Bible in Acts chapter 6. Philip ended up being the beginning of, if you like, a deacon. And so what happened was he was a servant. He would serve. He would wait on tables for the widows while the other guys could minister. Then Philip goes on, and he's the only one in the Bible called an evangelist. Philip the evangelist. He went on and preached the gospel in different parts after they get persecuted in Jerusalem. He went on to another city, and he preached. He ended up with four daughters who prophesied. So, you know, he went on to do incredible things. And Jesus saw him sitting under a tree. He found Philip sitting there in Galilee. Why did he choose Philip? Because he saw potential in him. He saw something in him that was going to be powerful for the cause of Christ. So whatever your cause is, identify the people who are going to be powerful for your cause. And I just want to share a little bit something about moving followers in just for a few minutes. So identify them, and then you've got to move them into leadership positions. Take a risk with them. Take a risk. Listen to what Jesus did in Matthew 14, verses 15 to 19. When it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, this is a deserted place, and the hour is already late. Send the multitudes away. This is his followers saying, look, it's too much, it's too late. They can go home and buy themselves food. But Jesus said to them, they do not need to go away. You give them something to eat. So Jesus began to empower his disciples. He said, you're going to feed them. They were wanting to get him out of the way. They wanted him to go home because there was too many. It was 5,000, actually. Can you imagine sitting with 5,000 people and trying to, in front of you and going, oh, it's late in the day. We've got nothing to feed them. Let's send them home. Jesus said no. Jesus then, as you know, did an amazing thing. He broke bread and fish, but he gave it to the disciples. He began to empower them. You go out and feed the people. He showed them how to do it, and then he gave them authority to go and do it. And that's important that we do that, that we give those that we identify as leaders, we've got that identification from the Lord that they are the leaders. We've got that unction in us, say, yeah, they've got the potential, they're the ones. We've also got to give them then opportunity. Show them how to do it and give them opportunity to go do it. It could take risk. And I want to talk to you about risk finally in just this last minute before I close. Send the leaders out with full authority and responsibility. Take a risk. Jesus did in Matthew 10. These 12 Jesus sent out and he commanded them. So these 12, assorted 12 of fishermen, tax collectors, all sorts of assorted ones that he called together, he then sends them out with authority. He says, go do the stuff. He let them go. He didn't release them, he sent them. Release says you're holding something and you let it go. Sending says you're pushing, you're giving their endorsement to go out. So it's important that you send them out. Don't just, oh, I release you to go. No, send them. Then they go with the mandate and the backing of you. And that's what they need. So the 12 were sent out and he commanded them, saying, do not go into the way of the Gentiles. Don't enter a city of the Samaritans. So he's quite specific. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's what he came preaching. So Jesus came, he showed them, he preached the message, he demonstrated his cause and his passion, and then he sent those he called to follow in leadership. He sent them out to do the same. He said, now you go out and go do what you've learned from me. Go do it. And he released them to go. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. This is what Jesus did. He's now empowering those who he's called into his leadership to go out and do the same. Freely you have received, freely give. And in Luke 10, Jesus goes on and he appoints 70 to also go and do that. So not only did he have the 12, he also then took a risk with 70, which he probably didn't have such a relationship with the 70 as he did with the 12, but he still took a risk. He sent them on out there. So in your leadership, you might have a wider circle than just those little ones you trust. But hey, if you begin to empower and release those who are going to take on the succession, going to take on the leadership, then boy, you will see your businesses grow. You will see your following grow. I believe we're in a time when if we take on these principles that Jesus has shown us about, succession, about releasing people, about moving those followers into leadership positions, about selecting the ones that are right with the right potential, not necessarily the right qualifications, with the right heartbeat, the right spirit, the right yes in God, that they're the ones, and then release them, send them out into our businesses, send them out into our ministries. The risk is there, yes, but boy, Jesus risked it with 12, he risked it with 70, and the world got changed. And people grew. The cause grew and it's still growing. So I think if you want your business to grow, if you want your leadership to grow, then you need to start taking on leadership. And that's probably where I'm going to finish today. And I'll leave you with a question. Have you identified anyone who can follow in your footsteps in the leadership position you are in? Have you spotted anyone? Are you looking for anyone? I'd encourage you today to look. I'd encourage you to start to seek out the Peters and the Pauls and the Phillips. Start to seek out the ones who've got the capacity, who've got the possibility, the ones who could say, yeah, I'm going to invest into them because they're going to take on the leadership to the next level when I'm not around. But they're going to do it with me while I'm still here. That's the question I leave you. So I hand you back now to Pastor Patience. Thank you.
Hallelujah. We're just going to pray. Father, we just thank you and we praise you, Lord God, for this awesome word that came forth today. We thank you, Lord, for just the amazing way that you provide a realistic way of us viewing your word so that we can make it relevant to our situation. Lord, we pray right now for each and every person, Lord God, that is in the position of a leader. And we ask, Lord, that you would help them to do the steps that Pastor Jeff talked about today so that they can position those that you have caused them to come into contact with for their rightful place in leadership. We thank you, Lord God, for just making us everything that you created us to be, whether we're an entrepreneur or whether we are a manufacturer, a distributor, whether we are a supervisor or a manager, or Lord God, or whether we're the ones that are being led but have the future to go into leadership. Father, we thank you today for those. And we thank you, Lord God, that as we continue in the manner that you have called us, Lord God, that we will become all that you created us to be. We thank you for this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, we just thank you for joining us today, and we look forward to those of you who are going to be with us tomorrow. We'll be here again at 12 noon, but tomorrow we'll be on PROS Radio, the Parents Responding for Opportunity for Success. And we look forward to those of you who are going to join us for that broadcast. Well, God bless you, and we'll see you right back here again on Impact Radio.
Thank you for joining us on VIBE, the Valued Interaction and Business Exchange. Don't forget, you can check us out online at www.impactmw.org. Again, that's www.impactmw.org. Or you can call us daily at 888-405-9785 to find out about all of our scheduled events and activities of ministry. Well, God bless you, and we'll see you again next time on VIBE, the Valued Interaction and Business Exchange.